Hello, I'm Marcus Bram, and this is my podcast on school failures. I will be giving some facts and information on schools and how they are failing in this current society. My first example is that parents aren't involved enough. Of all things out of the control of the teachers, this one is perhaps the most frustrating. Time spent in the classroom is simply not enough for teachers to instruct every student to teach them with what they need to know. There must inevitably be some interaction outside school hours. Of course, students at a socioeconomic disadvantage often struggle in school, particularly if parents lack higher levels of education, but students from middle and upper class families aren't off the hook either. The demands of careers and an overdependence on schools put higher class kids at risk too when it comes to lack of parental involvement in academics. Another example I have is that schools are rapidly closing. It's been a rough year for public schools. Many have found themselves on the chopping block. Parents, students, communities as a whole feel targeted. Even if school board members are quick to cite unbiased numbers, there is no concrete way to declare a winner in these cases either. Sometimes a school closing is simply inevitable, but communities should first look for other solutions. Instead of shutting down underutilized public schools, ICON's community, districts should consider the other uses of the neighborhood, such as community center or adult education classes. Closing public schools should not be a short-sighted procedure. The decision should focus on the investment that really matters, a quality public education for all of our nation's children. Another reason I have is that our schools are very overcrowded. Because when your class is smaller, you get more one-on-one time with the teacher, which means a better experience overall for all students. The National Center for Education found that 40% of U.S. schools exceed capacity at a time where children need more attention than ever to succeed. Overcrowded classrooms are making it tougher to learn and tougher still for teachers to be effective. Schools and technology are a really touchy subject because I believe that technology will improve school life for everyone involved, but you cannot truly master technology because kids could use it for ulterior motives like looking at social media, looking at videos, playing games, etc., rather than their education purposes. But if it was mastered properly, it could be very beneficial for schools and will boost up their numbers. I feel like schools focus too much on grades rather than what they can actually contribute to society. Like, district schools need to find better ways to recognize different types of learning talent and look beyond the typical gifted student model. The national push to make talented and gifted programs better mirror the contemporary and ever-evolving student body is a step in the right direction. Real change happens on a smaller scale, though, in individual district schools and TAG programs. That progress must start with understanding of the makeup of a particular student body and include innovative ways to include all students in TAG learning initiatives. School spending on education isn't very high. As the U.S. economy continues to improve, according to news headlines, one area is still feeling the squeeze from the recession years. K-12 public school spending. A report this month from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities that found that 34 states are contributing less funding on a per-student basis than they did prior to the recession years. Since states are responsible for 44% of total education funding in the U.S., these dismal numbers mean a continued crackdown on school budgets despite an improving economy. If we can't find a funding for our public schools, how can we expect the achievement gap to close or high school graduation rates to rise? It was understandable that budgets had to be slashed when the bottom dropped out of the economy. Now we are a more stable place, though. It's time to get back the funding what matters most, the education of our K-12 students. I also feel like our teacher training methods and our education system is really outdated. It's like a 1960 form of teaching rather than a newer form of teaching in like the 20th century. We should like incorporate more technology and more today stuff rather than sticking to the past and how that worked. I feel like teacher training is also very weird, but teachers they don't get a clean slate whenever they get hired. Instead, they give the young minds this random information and useless stuff that needs fostering or remedying to get rid of. I also feel like teachers don't give much innovation into their education for their students. It stands to reason that if students are changing, teachers must change too. More specifically, it is time to modify teacher education to reflect the demands of modern K-12 classrooms. There are policy and practice changes taking place all over the world, many driven by teachers that address the cultural shifts in the classroom. Public education in America needs teachers who are better trained, that meets the specific student populations, understand the necessary role of distance learning, and are willing to speak up to facilitate the classroom change. Without these teachers, effective reform to meet global demand is not possible. Another failure in the school system is Bush's No Child Left Behind Act, which passed by Congress with overwhelming bipartisan support in 2001. It was signed into law by President George W. Bush on January 8, 2002. It is the name of the most recent update to the Elementary and Secondary Education Act of 1965. The NCLB law, which grew out of concern that the American education system was no longer internationally competitive, significantly increased the federal role in holding schools responsible for the academic progress of all students, and it put a special focus on ensuring states and schools boost the performance of certain groups of students, such as English language learners, students in special education, and poor and minority children, whose achievement on average trails their peers. States did not have to comply with the new requirements, but if they didn't, they risk losing federal Title I money. I have some stats here. So out of 100 students, 18 fail to graduate from high school on time, 25 don't enroll in college after graduations, 15 enroll in a 2-year college but fail to graduate, 14 enroll in a 4-year college but fail to graduate, 12 take jobs they don't need their college degrees for, only 16 will successfully travel high school to college to career pipeline. I feel like the US, our school system, is trying too much. It's trying too hard to be like China's or Korea's or Japan's education system because their numbers far exceed ours. And that's why I believe that our school system is failing. Thank you.